Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. And this is Lizzie. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show right here from beautiful Toronto, Canada, scorching hot Toronto, Canada. It is unbelievable. Right now, it feels like plus 40. I went out for my regular workout. Can't even talk today. Worked out this morning, and it felt like as soon as I opened the door, it was like, because we have nice air conditioning here, and it felt like a sauna. So it was pretty incredible. So it is cooling down. We did get some rain here in Toronto. It is 6:30. You guys are wondering, Lizzie, you guys are a half an hour late. Yes, we are. It is our show, so we get to change the times. And we had some technical difficulties trying to locate our guest, but we are good. We're good. Guys, share the Lizzie T Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And what else? LinkedIn. And yes, we're doing TikTok. against my better judgment, my PR said you got to be doing TikTok because you got to be on all the social. And I don't dance, I don't sing. So basically I'm kind of doing my lip thing, and it's not as fun as I thought it would be. You know me, I'm on Instagram doing Instagram live all the time. And I don't have any problem with that, but, you know, TikTok. Okay, so let's move on. We don't have a lot of time. We have two amazing guests today. It was representing a group. It's called the Sandstone City, which they're located, guess what, in Calgary, beautiful Canada. Finally, we have guests from Canada. We've been having guests from all over United States, Europe, and Australia, and all over. But we're missing our guests from Canada. We used to have like a lot of singer-songwriters, and then all of a sudden our show ended up going over there. I'm not sure why, but you know what? We take them all. Singers, talking about that, singers, songwriters, if you are interested in being part of the show, please do contact us. Instagram right now is exploding with Instagram Live. We also are, especially here on Blog Talk Radio, and also we are doing Zooms because, you know, I can't cover events. I mean, lockdown in Toronto thing, and we can't, there is no gathering, there is no event, there's no networking. So all those amazing groups that I used to go and cover and watch their shows and take my camera crew, those are gone. So I'm, until this thing is under control, unfortunately, and it looks like it's going to be until the end of the year, unfortunately, we're still here and we're still doing video stuff over the internet. So, you know, thanks for the internet, we're able to do so. So I shouldn't complain. Other places in the world has a lot harder and not as comfortable as we have. So again, we shouldn't complain. Right after the interview, everyone, with our guests, we will have a song. So obviously, because they're a singer group, we have them right here ready for you guys to listen. I'm just going to give you a tiny little bit teaser because it's good. It's good. And so make sure that you do follow it and make sure that you do contact with, get in touch with them and follow them on Insta, on all their social platform as well. Okay. Okay, guys, that's just a little teaser, and we will play the whole song later on. Pretty good on, they're exploding on Instagram and actually YouTube. I was watching some of the videos. Very well done, by the way. Very, very well done. I'm very impressed. A lot of good productions. But you know what? We'll find out a lot more about what's going on with them right after. I don't have a bio, but they will give us, you know, how they got started. You know, the theme of the show, you guys know already. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. By the way, if you are interested in interacting with us, you can always call us at 516-418-5612. You know, send your friends, send this number and interact with us, or on social. Facebook/LizzyTRadio, Instagram, The Lizzy T Show, and Twitter, Lizzy T Show. So let's bring them on before we run out of time and talk to the guys. It's Wyatt and Nguyen, and let's welcome him with them with a wonderful Hello, hello, guys. I know Calgary, one of my favorite places in the entire world. As a matter of fact, my daughter is spending the summer right now there. So how are things with you guys?
Going great, you know, just dealing with the whole COVID situation, you know, like the lockdown and all that, just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Gave up
yes.
all the time to make music.
Yeah,
making music. I was just going to say, how about being creative right now? Because you do have the time. And so, you know, it is the time. We always complain. There's no time. There is no time. It's so busy. It's so busy. For the people that are listening to us all over the world, and they will be listening later on because this is recorded. Wyatt, how do you guys got started? Like, who thought of this group, the Sunstone, and what made you guys, what inspired you to do this?
Well, so Nguyen and I have been friends for a really long time, since maybe like grade five or something.
Yeah,
and we maybe had this idea about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago or so, that we wanted to start making music. And initially, it was really just sort of production focused. It was more geared towards making beats. At that time, neither of us were really even singing or rapping that much. But we sort of decided to get into it. And really, the name Sandstone City is basically sort of representative of Calgary. And it sort of connects back to there was a point where basically the entire city of Calgary was made out of wood. It burnt down and they rebuilt it out of sandstone. So basically the name kind of alludes to sort of like resilience or like adaptation and sort of like our ability to sort of adapt to new situations, new genres of music, and sort of work our way through the industry that way.
So you actually been a group only for a year? Wow.
Yeah, actually stumbled upon it. On accident, it was like we never meant to really do anything. I just happened to like send him a beat one day, and he sent me back a little melody that he was gonna record, and it was, you know, that's all she wrote. It was set from there.
I'm watching your videos on YouTube, and the song that I've been playing, I'm teasing people with, it's has hit, you know, 4,000 views. Like, I mean, that's impressive. Were you guys surprised? Were you guys, you know, just like, what's going on? What happened here? Because it looks like a lot of people are identifying with your stuff. What is your feeling about this? You know, just so many hits and people like my stuff. Did you expect this reaction from the audience?
It's definitely crazy. We never like thought that people would really like our stuff that much. I mean, like after like our first song took like 7 months to make. And after that, we didn't release for a while, and like Wyatt was on me, like, you know, telling me that like people like want to hear more. And I didn't really like, I was like, yeah, okay, like I get it, whatever, blah, blah. But like seeing it now, it's surreal. Like, it's insane. Like, I could never imagine like people actually like want to listen to our music, you know?
That is awesome. And congratulations, guys. That deserves a round of applause, because you know it takes an artist a lot to get where you guys are getting, not just a year. I mean, you probably did a lot more before that, but within a year, you guys are, you know, accumulating a lot of fans and a lot of people that like your stuff. So who inspires you? What gets you inspiration? Is there any artist in particular that you looked up to or gives you some ideas or rhythms? I don't know.
Of course. I think a lot of our inspiration actually comes out of Toronto with a lot of the sort of R&B movements that have happened out of there. There's a lot of artists there like Anders, Roy Woods, The Weeknd, Drake, obviously, Tory Lanez, as well as sort of like initially, I would say, inspired by artists like, you know, Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
So
that
I would say sort of
cool.
that was sort of the, yeah.
That's I'm surprised you hear Michael Jackson and all that, and definitely Drake. I mean, I'm from Toronto. Drake is the king of Toronto. You know, I've had personally the opportunity to see him in live, so that was pretty cool. And so that's awesome. So I'm watching your videos, guys, and I'm seeing that the quality of the video, it looks so professional. So well done. I mean, did you guys hire somebody to do it or you guys run it yourself? How did that all happen?
We're actually blessed enough to like have friends that are involved heavily in the music scene and in the music video scene. Wyatt actually has a degree. Wyatt, I'll let you talk about this actually.
Sure. So I actually went to school for film production. So I actually spend most of my time working on film sets, music videos, commercials, that sort of thing. So for me, actually, it's sort of like the other half to my career. It's sort of like the other thing that I do is video production.
Wow, no wonder you have the upper hand on the videos and on the views, because it is definitely very professional looking. And I thought, you know, putting a lot of money on the table to do videos like this, and I don't have videos like that on mine, so I need to hire you, to come here to Toronto and film us, because this is incredible. Very well done, very professional, looks awesome. And the sound too, you know, one of the things that I worry, I do have a sound technician with helps me with the mic and all that, and I hate when the sound is not crisp or 100%. I've spent a lot of money on mics, especially here on the Lizzie Show, and I'm never happy. So when it comes down to song inspiration, what do you get your ideas from? I assume that you write your own stuff. Do you guys experience things like girlfriend breakup and disappointments and things that you did say you get your inspiration. I don't know.
Go
ahead.
For us, it's mostly just about the feeling in the studio. Like when we're in the studio, it doesn't really matter. Like we don't have a purpose. Like we don't go in with a purpose like, hey, today we're going to, you know, make so-and-so song. We're going to talk about this, talk about that. It's just about like how you're feeling that day. Like you said, I mean, if we have like girl issues or whatever that day, you know, we'll talk about it maybe, and I'll tell why, okay, here, like, I kind of have a beat that fits the vibe, maybe, you know, and like, it goes off from there, yeah.
And sometimes what we'll do is we'll actually start with the name of a song. So we'll actually start with the name before we've written any of the lyrics, and we'll just sort of build the entire song around like one concept or one word.
And most of our stuff,
interesting.
Like, writing comes after. Like we come up with the melodies, and like we go in there like freestyle and like get ideas out there. The writing part comes after. We do write all our stuff, but writing isn't like the hardest part, I'd say, or like, you know.
I've actually never heard this before. I've never heard before that people would actually write the title of the song first and then, you know, get the rest of the song. That's pretty incredible. That is very good ideas, and I love it. This is you're listening, everyone, to the Lizzie Tito. We're here with Stone City, and I'm so happy and proud. Finally, more Canadians here in the Lizzie Show, and I love my American friends. Do not forget that. I love my American friends. There's great artists out there, but, you know, it was time for us to have a group or a singer that is right here from a beautiful Calgary, one of my best cities. And, you know, I'm very privileged to be able to travel across Canada because of the show. So Calgary, which my daughter is there right now, spending the summer here. There was some hail today. So kind of cold, completely different. Guys, don't forget, you can always call. We don't bite. The number is 516-418-5612. Interact with us. Ask questions. Perhaps you are dying to know when they're going to perform again. Or, you know, a lot of artists are doing stuff on Zoom and doing it online. You know, maybe you want to know when they're going to be doing that. I'll be right back right after my words of response.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD. Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former Quarantine Officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress, anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm back. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant, for sponsoring this show. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. And thank you for all of you that are listening to us right now or will be listening to us later on as this show is recorded. We are live today. Yes, it is 6:30. Don't tell me again. Well, it is my show, so I can change the time, not to worry. We're here with Sandstone City from beautiful Calgary, Alberta, one of my favorite places in the whole world. I think between BC and Alberta, I think, you know, I'm kind of divided. I have lived in Saskatchewan, and now I'm here in Ontario. So I love my whole Canada. And guys, if you would like to ask questions, maybe you should invite them to do an Instagram live too. The number is 516-418-5612. Questions and interact with us. At least on Instagram, you can also see their faces, right? So I asked him a question before we cut for a word of our sponsors. So concerts, guys, are out of the question for now until the government tells us, yes, you can open up. But that doesn't stop us to do a lot of stuff on, you know, live Insta or even Zoom and perform to the world audience. Are you guys doing that to satisfy the, you know, the desire of people that love you? I mean, 4,000 hits, incredible. Are you guys even thinking about it? Hello.
Oh, sorry. I cut out for a second.
Yes.
You know, we actually, I recently built some frames and we're actually thinking about building our own live stage connected to the studio where we've been working out of. So we might actually, because I have a lot of camera equipment and a lot of film industry contacts, we've actually been thinking about sort of setting up our own sort of live streaming stage type scenario. So, you know, we're sort of exploring our options for doing some, potentially some live stream shows. So that's sort of what we're looking into right now.
And I think it's a great idea. Why? And by the way, your sound, I'm a sound person, so I can hear you have a good mic and it comes very crystal. So congrats. But I think it's a great idea because
you.
A lot of, yeah, I love details. A lot of people and a lot of artists are doing that because, you know, your audience, your fans are still hungry for you. They still want to see you perform. And you know, they're kind of, because of isolation, they're deprived right now. Where's Stone City? Why are they going to perform? How can we hear new stuff from them, right? So doing something like this, you know, it's great. And if you have, hey, if you have the equipment, the cameras and all that, go for it. So are you guys coming up with new songs or new stuff in near future? Anything that is in the works right now?
Yeah, we're actually working on another EP. So we just finished with the album that dropped last week. And now, yeah, we're working on an EP. Hopefully that'll come out. We're hoping for New Year's. That's the release that we've set for right now. And yeah, always working on singles. We actually have a lot of unreleased stuff that we didn't put on this album, because me and Wyatt, well, I wanted originally 7 songs, he wanted 15, and so we compromised on 10. And so we still have,
gotcha,
a lot of unreleased music still, like, waiting to be heard, you know.
Absolutely. And again, if your fans are hungry for you guys, you better get at it. So one of the things that I wanted to ask is, and I ask all my guests, guys, is the support. I mean, you guys sound, and I'm looking at your social right now, I just liked it and following you guys on Lizzie T's show. It's the best by Nguyen, and there is more. So support, friends, family, again, you guys sound very, very young. Family members, is it something that you guys are okay? Your family and friends are okay with it? Obviously, your friends, I assume, but family always, as a mom, because I have teenagers or young girls, you know, I want them to be themselves and create things. I'm not too concerned about, I should rephrase that. I am concerned about their study, but it's not number one. It's not a big deal. If they do decide to go to university, wonderful, but it's not the end of the world if they don't. How about your parents?
I had a, funny you say that, I had a deal with my mom that if I get into university and I get a good GPA for this year, then she would let me take the summer off and not do any internship or nothing and just work on music. And so I did that, and she came through with her promise, and, you know, she loves that I make music, and she loves my music, and she's proud of us, and I'm sure Wyatt
awesome.
As well.
Awesome. And how about support and family, Wyatt? Is this the same thing, or are you finding a little bit more difficulty trying to accommodate both, you know, work, balance, artist, life?
Well, that is the thing for me. I'm currently living at home right now, and I graduated school last fall, and so I've been out of school for a little bit. I've been doing some film projects and industry projects. I spend a lot of time sort of in hotels or not necessarily at home. Like, I spend a lot of time away from home, but my parents are definitely very supportive of the music. I think for them, they just want to make sure that I'm sort of like, you know, chartering a path towards making it a career and sort of not just, you know, not, it's not just something for fun. Right. And so for me, I'm sort of, you know, I'm trying to sort of prioritize looking at this as, you know, how can we make this a business? Can we, you know, can we start producing locally in the city, you know, looking at shows? So for me, really, like, my parents are super supportive, but, you know, they see it as, you know, this is my job, right? And so for me, it's like very, it's a lot of commitment.
I still haven't gotten to that point with my parents. Where they think it's a job. They still consider it as a hobby.
And you know what? You have to prove it, Nguyen, right? You have to prove it to your parents that this is your commitment. This is what you are, not turn it into a hobby, but you have to prove to them, just like Wyatt, that this is going to make a profit someday. You're putting in the time now. And one of the things that I've interviewed people, especially artists, from all over the world for the last 4 years. And one of the things that artists do, they do also start producing other people, not just themselves, because they find the niche, they find that they are able to make money, but they start producing other people, and that's where the money comes. So have you guys, or Wyatt, have you thought of something like that? Have been other artists that they don't have the equipment, they don't have the means to go to the studio, but there are amazing musicians, something that you thought about it, or is that a possibility for you in the near future?
It absolutely is, and you know, the thing is Calgary is a great city, but it's not equipped the way that Toronto is, right? Like, Toronto is filled with support for the arts, music studios, artists, producers, engineers. Calgary doesn't really have that. We maybe have two or three sort of higher end studios, but most of the artists here can't afford to go there. So we're actually hoping to sort of open up our own smaller studio and sort of, you know, provide a place for younger artists, newer artists to come where they can actually afford to get their stuff produced, work with higher quality mics that they might not be able to afford on their own. So we really are focused towards pushing that within this city for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, yeah, and we have, like, collaborated with a lot of artists in the city, like, whether, like, selling beats, selling features, or recording them, mixing and mastering for them, and all that kind of stuff. So we have been taking those steps as well, yeah.
Beautiful. And you know what? That's what, Wyatt, I think you're in the right path. That's a true entrepreneur. They found niche, they start making money, and they don't keep it to themselves, not only because it's not profitable, but also because you want to be able to give up. You know what it's like. You know how hard it is to start, and you see another artist that you probably could partnership with or help out and then profit from that as well. So great job, guys. Very proud of you. That's awesome. So let's get to the nitty gritty. We really want to be able to share with the whole world. How can people get in touch with you? I will be sharing your links, but I want you to be able to share with the world. Where can people find you?
For sure. So I think Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with us. We're hopefully sort of planning to get our Facebook and our Twitter going a little bit more, but for right now, we're sort of pushing Instagram and Facebook. So messaging on Instagram is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. My tag is just Wyatt.GS. Nuyen is Beats by Nuyen. And you can find Sandstone City on there as well. It's pretty easy to find. So I think Instagram is the easiest way to get a hold of us. But we also are very good about, you know, checking and replying to comments on our YouTube. Anyone who shares our Spotify or Apple Music, a SoundCloud as well is another way to get in touch with us.
Beautiful. So I have followed you guys on Instagram. So everyone is Sandstone City on Instagram, and you will see a story with our interview for you guys to be able to follow them and to connect and listen to their cool stuff. And see the videos. I mean, they're pretty awesome, as I said earlier. So we're up to the last question. And I asked you, you know, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. You've given all that really graciously and phenomenally. Anything new? You guys are working on great stuff, doing things on live, which is great. So for people that are listening to us and they're listening to us or will be all over the world and they want to do what you guys are doing and they're probably in a small city just like Calgary, which I don't think is a very, very small city compared to other parts in the world, but they have the gift, but they don't have perhaps just the courage, the guts, the enthusiasm that you guys have or the, you know, the courage. What would you say to them? Any words of wisdom from any of you?
My biggest piece of advice that I would give to somebody starting out is, like you said, like if they might not have courage, is I would tell them like that's what you have to have. You have to have an ability, pardon my French, but you have to just not give a fuck, and you have to like not care about what people think, if they like your music, if they do like it, just make it for yourself, make it for your friends, make it for your family members, make them proud of you first before, because everyone, when they're getting into it, they always shoot, like, and it's good to, you know, like have dreams and like aim for the stars, but like build a foundation first. Don't look at like, oh, what are people going to think of me on the math scale, da da da. You haven't even gotten to that point yet. Start at the base, build, don't care what anybody thinks, and just make music for yourself, make it for your family members, make it for your friends.
Also, be prepared for the music to not be that good. You know, if you have to start out with a $100 podcast mic, that's okay. That's where we started. We recorded our first song that way. And the reality is, you know, you're not going to be Drake after your first few songs, not after your first album, not after your first 2-3 albums, right? It's going to take time to sort of build your persona, and sometimes even just to build your voice, to find your sound, to practice, to learn. And so I would just encourage anybody to go for it, but to realize that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but that it's definitely possible. And I would encourage them to, you know, reach out to artists that they admire. You know, I think a lot of the time we think that these people are untouchable, or, you know, we don't really think about the humanity of a lot of these bigger artists that we admire. But the reality is that, like, we're all human, and a lot of these people are actually reachable, you know. So, you know, give it a shot, send a DM, you know, if there's someone you really respect or someone that you want some advice from, or, you know, whether it's a producer or an engineer or an artist, you know, put yourself out there, try to network, try to communicate, and, you know, hopefully there will be someone out there who's really ready to support you.
And don't be afraid.
Yes. Oh, love it. You guys are awesome. My goodness. I am at awe right now. This deserves a round of applause. You know why? Because I've had people from all different walks of life, and this is the first time from my young two fellows, which have an amazing group, to say do it for yourself. I've heard everything, but do it for yourself. And one of the things that I actually have to say, because that's really me, the Lizzie Show, I did it for myself, and now is, you know, big success here in Canada, but and even the States. So anyhow, this is not about me, it's about you guys. And the other thing I love what you said too, Wyatt, is that obviously the first songs are not going to be great. They're not going to be Drake that rhymed. I listened to my very first show, and they were awful. You know, the mic was just, it sucked. But you know what? You know, listen and you get perfect. That's awesome. If you didn't get anything today, guys, at least listen to the last part, because this is awesome. This is awesome. Guys, I wish you the greatest success. We will be following you, playing your song here. And this was awesome. All the best. You know, keep in touch. We got to do a live on Instagram, because you got a pretty strong Instagram for the world to see your awesome faces and see what you guys are all about. And this was so much.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity you gave us for letting us do this. This is awesome. It's our first interview, you know?
Oh, no. You guys sound like a pro. Whoa. That's awesome. didn't sound like a very first one. Thank you, guys. I'll have time to play your song. It is here it is. Can you, Wyatt, can you tell the name of the song, please?
Yes, the song is called Whip Like That, featuring Donze.
There you have it. We'll be right back.
saying where I love a Millie. Any nigga looking like I hurt their feelings. When I pull up on you, bet believe I'm sinning. No, I'm really with him, man, I can't believe it. I can't hate your hustle, nigga, chase the bad. But if you run up on me, I can't let it fly. Hands ain't never dirty, I got trigger fingers. Tell him where to find you, any bad guy. He says that he love me, but you really plotting. I can't trust nobody, I go solo in it. Joker get the ticket, run no pull-up breaking. Like the movie, that shit, they be dropping bodies. And the revolution won't be televised. Ain't no making these, I be serving sides. Trying to put me down, you be telling lies. Say they want the truth, I got big facts. All these niggas really tell me they gang. When the boss man talk, nigga don't talk back. Late night niggas, they ain't counting no sheep. Man, I can't go to sleep till I count these racks. Niggas switched up for a ticket. What's my back, nigga? Every day I can't lay. All these niggas really tell me they gang. When the boss man talk, nigga don't talk back.
Cruising through the city in a old school Ford. So if one goes ring on a pinky calling more.
So that was Todd Aaron, and by the way, Kissed by the Sun. And then before that was Sorrentis. He's been following us for the last 4 years, and that was a pretty interesting song. And I hope you liked it, Cross That Line. And we have time for one more song, everyone. It is from Tree Jigga, which will be here on Wednesday. The song is called Downtown Girl.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights, rolling on a downtown girl. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down, hey girl, what did you say that you were going now? I'm gonna be there.
Hey, walk her on the top, running through the block.
Downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl. She could be my downtown girl. Living in a downtown world. Baby, be my downtown girl.
Slow down, hold your placement for a minute. We can get into it, I'm thinking it'll take a second. Wanna get to talking and stretch it out for a minute.
head, open up for a minute. You spark my interest like, ain't fake to wait, I felt the visual. Head over heels since I got you in my visual. At the end of the ad, it's all the typical. Got me standing in that line with my thinking pills. One day, as to where going, I remain fascinated when it's going down. So where you going? So where you going? Tell me where you going now.
I can make the job for the beat work. Been a million job for the beat work. I bring it to the top, you can see earth. To decide, what decide, what I see first. Feeling wanna stay in this mood. Yeah, I'm different, kinda different, yeah, I'm different than dudes, yeah. Thinking I could get you some booze. Even that, maybe kick up a few. Yeah, see you like wings? Yeah, I like wings too. I buy whatever that's fine and let that thing do. I see what I like, so it's a single. The baby, yo, one at a time. Hit me some digits quick. You could get gone for a minute. I take it home for a minute. Wanna see it right? Right? Probably need a sip in your life. Just take a hold of me. You want me to get a change of your life? We got it.
Cruising through the days and nights. Rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Slow down. Hey girl, where did you say that you were going now?
Where you going, ma?
I wanna be there.
I wanna be there with ya.
With my downtown girl.
That's right.
You could be my downtown girl. You could be my downtown girl.
Alright.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My downtown girl,
right.
Living in a downtown world.
Oh, nice,
baby, be my downtown girl.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, how I told you we would go. Oh, yeah, I told you we'd get up. Yeah, I told you we'd know. From the second you would know. From the second you would know. You would know. Hey, yeah, yeah, I told you my girl, though. You my girl. Yeah,
hey, that. Walker on the top, running through the squat.
Fast pace, cruising through the days and nights. Rolling on a downtown drive. I've been trying to chase this high. Yeah. Slow down. Hey, girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there, yeah.
Hey, Walker on the top, running through the squat.
Slow down. Hey, girl, where did you say that you were going now? I wanna be there.
And that's it for today, everyone. We will be back soon with another guest, another show, and another fantastic day. I'm the host, one of the producers of The Lizzie T Show, and bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?